WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation are looking into the discovery of a body found Sunday afternoon in the Missouri River. Authorities were notified shortly after 1:45 p.m. that a fisherman found a body floating in the river west of Percival. Sheriff's deputies recovered the body of an unidentified white male near the shoreline on the Iowa side of the river. An autopsy was ordered to determine the man's identity and cause of death. News time is 7:07.
The Fashion Faux Pas Fix, a business success story from U.S. Cellular. Once upon a workday, Danny Ray brought her team together to talk about a business challenge.
Staying connected on the road.
Not dropping our calls to customers.
Yes, that's why I switched us to U.S. Cellular. Now we get the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Our phones just work, and we can spend more time on what's really important.
Matching outfits for you and your cat.
Seriously, what?
You concentrate on your business. U.S. Cellular will handle the wireless, and everyone will work happily ever after. Now get the LG Genesis, an Android-powered phone, for $149.99.
Smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement may apply. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more and find out how our dedicated business associates can help you, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. When you're busy running your business and your smartphone can be like an extra assistant helping you get things done, stop by and see us and let us show you how at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
A Russian immigrant to the U.S. who lives in Washington State and works as a truck driver is grateful to be alive after he was pulled from the cab of a burning semi he'd been driving, which crashed on the east side of Council Bluffs Sunday morning. Actually, that's the west side. Pavel Plavako somehow lost control of the semi on Interstate 29 at around 9:15 a.m. between Avenue G and 35th Street exit. Bob and Pat Talant of Omaha told the Omaha World-Herald the couple was traveling to a friend's house when they saw the semi pull onto the interstate, miss the traffic lane, and run into a bridge. The impact tore the cab away from the trailer, causing the cab to lab onto the driver's side. The couple said they pulled over to help, along with another driver who was behind them. As Plavako was trapped in the rig, the trailer caught fire and the flames began to spread to the cab. Using a large crowbar, Talant and the other unidentified motorist pried open the passenger side door of the cab, while a third unidentified person reached in to pull the driver out. Two young women, one of whom reportedly was a medical student, also stopped to help and treat Plavako, who had suffered only minor injuries. The tractor and trailer were soon fully engulfed in flames, which erupted due to a ruptured fuel tank and were spread by burning crates of produce being hauled in the trailer. The burning diesel fuel created large black clouds of smoke, according to witnesses. That accident remains under investigation. Plavako told reporters in broken English that he was very grateful to those who stopped and helped him. Several western and southwest Iowa communities have held meetings recently with regard to the possible closure of their post offices. Another meeting takes place this evening in Brayton. Residents of the Audubon County town received notices and questionnaires over the past few days pertaining to a town hall meeting to be held tonight at the Brayton Town Hall. That meeting begins at 7:15. Representatives of the USPS will be in attendance to discuss the proposal to close the Brayton post office and instead provide delivery and retail services by rural delivery under the administrative authority of the Audubon Post Office. A few weeks ago, you may recall, postal customers in Kimbleton received similar notices. At a meeting to discuss the matter and rally support to save the office was held October the 4th. Other southwest Iowa post offices being studied for possible closure include Bridgewater, Cumberland, Erling, Elkhorn, Elliott, Jamaica, Lewis, Maxburg, Marnie, Nottoway, and Wyota. Residents in Grant were put on notice earlier this year that they could be losing their post office. The could be turned into a will be when the official closing was announced in August. However, an appeal on that closing has been filed with the Postal Regulatory Commission, and a final decision on the matter is currently pending a hearing on the appeal. Earlier this summer, Rich Watkins, a spokesman for the Postal Service's Des Moines-based Hawkeye District, was quoted in the Omaha World-Herald as saying that no offices will be closed before December. There are nearly 270 small post offices around the state which could be on the chopping block. Officials say the Postal Service, which doesn't receive tax dollars, lost $8.5 billion in its most recent fiscal year, the largest net loss in its history, and it began a push in January to close 2,000 post offices nationwide out of 32,000 in order to save money by any means possible. This past July, the USPS announced that it was reviewing the use of 3,700 of its 32,000 offices nationwide. Amtrak ridership dropped nearly 16% over the past 12 months in Iowa, and officials blame most of the decline on the Missouri River flooding. Officials say nearly 58,000 passengers got on and off Amtrak trains at six Iowa stations for the fiscal year that ended September 30th. That's 10,000 fewer passengers than the previous fiscal year. Amtrak's spokesman Mark Magliari said that more than 90 Iowa-bound Amtrak trains were canceled this year, primarily because of flooding in western Iowa. Amtrak's California Zephyr has stops in Burlington, Mount Pleasant, Ottumwa, Osceola, and Creston, while the Southwest Chief stops in Fort Madison. The train runs between Chicago and the West Coast. Amtrak reported a record 30.2 million passengers nationally for the past 12 months. And meetings begin this week on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' plan for managing the Missouri River over the next year. The first meeting will be held today in Omaha. Others will follow through November 3rd in the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The series begins as river communities clean up from record flooding. The Corps released massive amounts of water from the dams along the river to deal with heavy rains and above-average snowmelt. The Corps' plan calls for drawing the reservoirs down enough to get rid of the flood water collected this year, but the Corps decided not to clear out any additional flood storage space in the reservoirs beyond the usual 16.3 million acre-feet of water. News time is 7:13.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Christopher George Crawley, age 17, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Christopher Crawley will be today at 2:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Nadine Marie Nielsen, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Nadine Nielsen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marvin James Dominic, age 83, of Sioux City and formerly of Audubon, died Friday at the Sunrise Retirement Community in Sioux City. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Dominic will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doreen Janet Gilliam Hubbard, age 69, of Menlo, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Doreen Hubbard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dorothy C. Mulligan, age 96, a former Defiance resident, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Mulligan will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wilbur Pete Hoskins, age 83, of Nevinville, died Thursday at the Winterset Care Center North in Winterset. Funeral services for Pete Hoskins will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Junior Wollenhouse, age 84, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Junior Wollenhouse will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And William Blazik, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for William Blazik are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.